Hey everyone, welcome to episode 68 of my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, and this will be a short and sweet episode. A lot of chaos ensuing in other parts of my life, work specifically, but I don't want to get into a whole bunch of details, but my schedule has changed slightly, so I've not had a whole lot of time to set up interviews and get things going on with the podcast, although today's episode does feature an interview with Axe Allward. He is the new CMA Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. If you live in Southern Illinois, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't live in Southern Illinois, I would highly recommend doing a little homework and finding out more about CMA Pro Wrestling. It is a brand new promotion. There is a wrestling school that just opened in February, and this week, on March 5th, Saturday night, March 5th, was the very first show called New Beginning. A new champion was crowned in Axe Allward, and it was a lot of fun. I was the ring announcer for the night. I still kind of have that wrestling buzz feeling going on right now. This is hours after the show is over, and I'm still, hyped up and happy and excited. It was a great show. It was a great crowd, nearly 300 people in attendance. So Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky, Southeast Missouri, if you're in the region, I would highly recommend coming in, checking out the shows. They're going to be monthly shows at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois. It's at the CMA Dojo. It's a mixed martial arts, combined martial arts facility. But they are getting into the world of professional wrestling as well. So quality people, great wrestling action, and it was very entertaining, family-friendly, just $8 for tickets, and lots of great things to say about it. And I will be blogging and writing more about that, podcasting more, talking to some of the superstars, the wrestlers that are involved with that fine promotion here in Southern Illinois, and some familiar faces too. If you've been a part of wrestling in Southern Illinois, you will get more into that. But we'll hear from Axe, the new champion. A very brief interview. He had just won the championship and was looking to get out of Dodge because, of course, nefarious means by winning that title. So we'll chat with him in just a few minutes. Some news and notes going on over the past week or so in the world of professional wrestling. Some sad news. Hayabusa, and I think I'm saying his name right, and if I'm not, I apologize, has passed away. Japanese wrestler who was paralyzed at one point and recently passed away. We send our thoughts and prayers, our condolences to his family, fans, and friends across the world. Only 47 years old, so may he rest in peace. Also, Kevin Nash, this is a story I covered for BreakingWrestlingNews.com. Kevin Nash has decided and made the announcement that he is going to be donating his brain and spinal cord when he dies to CTE research. CTE, of course, is a degenerative brain disease. It's a disorder that can lead to Alzheimer's and other brain problems, memory function, and whatnot. And it's caused by repetitive hits to the head. Now, Nash has said that he is not necessarily suffering any ill side effects as of this point, although he has noticed some changes. His brain will go to the CTE Center at Boston University, and there will be work done at the Concussion Legacy Foundation, which was founded by former WWE superstar Chris Nowinski. Soccer player Brandi Chastain has announced as well that she will be doing the same thing, or at least donating her brain to Boston University for the research going on CTE. So concussion's still a big thing going on in the world of sports. I know the NFL has seen a lot of it. Soccer, of course, with Brandi Chastain. And, of course, Daniel Bryan just not too very long ago announcing his retirement due to repeated concussions. So it is an issue to keep an eye on and keep watch on. And we'll continue to update things over at Breaking Wrestling News and my123cents.com as things warrant. Jim Ross in a new gig now with New Japan Pro Wrestling. It airs on Axis TV, I believe that's how you say that, on Friday nights. He and Josh Barnett are now doing commentary, and I actually have this channel, so I'm able to watch, although I have not really watched a lot of it. I have recorded some of the shows, and to me, it seems like, and I believe I'm correct in saying this, it's more of a kind of best of. There's a compilation, like the show Friday night that JR was a part of, doing the commentary for, was from 2015, and AJ Styles is on the card. Nakamura is on the card as well, defending the Intercontinental Championship, the New Japan version of the Intercontinental Championship, that is. And, you know, I've never been a big follower of Japanese wrestling, but I will tell you that, you know, obviously there's a lot of athleticism involved, like there is in a lot of the different realms of professional wrestling. But I'll tell you, I was more apt to tune in because of Jim Ross. And I actually got an advanced copy of this past week's episode emailed to me, so I was able to watch it like on Tuesday or Wednesday. And, you know, I miss JR on commentary, and I miss commentators being able to sit there and tell a story that's going on in the ring and not having to talk about a network or talk about Twitter accounts or what's trending on Twitter or other rivalries going on within the company. And I understand that the business is evolving and changing, and I'm not faulting WWE or Michael Cole or JBL or anybody in WWE, because I know that they have a different plan, they have a different product and a different goal right now. So I'm not bashing anyone. I'm just saying it was refreshing to sit back and listen and watch and not get lost in the match. I could sit there and watch the match and listen. And, you know, you experience that a lot now too when you go back and watch things on the network. But Jim Ross, one of my all-time, he is my all-time favorite announcer, but one of the all-time greats definitely in the world of professional wrestling. It's good to have JR back behind the microphone. A couple more things real quick here. Roadblock coming up Saturday. It's a stop on the road to WrestleMania, which kind of out of the blue, unexpected, but I can't say that I don't like it. Right now, I think the announced card so far sits at Triple H defending the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against Dean Ambrose. Brock Lesnar battles Bray Wyatt in what was rumored to be a WrestleMania match at one point. And the NXT Tag Team titles, I'm excited for this one. The Revival takes on Enzo and Big Cass. I think Enzo and Big Cass finally, hopefully, get their moment. But, you know, I know they've been working some house shows as well, so they may be getting called up to the main roster. It'll be interesting to see what happens at Roadblock, of course. So we'll chat about that over at my123cents.com as things continue to shape up and get worked out with that big event. Speaking of which, next week I am actually hitting the road for Florida, and hopefully I'm trying still to work something out where I can swing by the Performance Center. I'm not hopeful that I'm going to get anything to materialize with that, but I have a few contacts in WWE that I've been in contact with, and so far, though, not a whole lot of luck in that pursuit, but we'll wait and see and find out what's going on. WrestleMania is still shaping up. Matches are being announced. The latest, the triple threat for the Divas Championship, Charlotte defending against Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. Excited for that one, and potential to steal the show, really. And Chad and I will talk more about WrestleMania as well as the Hall of Fame. As many of you know, we will be there this year. We are making our return to Arlington. We will be recording shows, recording things while we are there, but also recording some stuff in the weeks leading up to WrestleMania, which is now just less than 4 weeks away. Looking very forward to that. And the final note today, the Road to WrestleMania contest. I want to thank everyone who participated and entered. There were a lot of entries. Chad did the drawing at random, and I want to thank everyone for, again, listening to the show, sharing the show, and weighing in. And, you know, whether you're weighing in on the contest or just weighing in and letting your opinions be heard, your 1, 2, 3 cents, if you will, we certainly do appreciate that. Third prize was a $25 gift card to WWE Shop. That goes to, and I apologize again if I'm saying your name wrong, Karam Chayap. I believe that's how you say it, Karam Chayap. $25 gift card to you. Thank you, sir, for entering. Weston White wins the Sting Hall of Fame package. So we'll be getting that to you in the mail. And also, the 3-month Wrestle Crate subscription goes to Luke Lay. So congratulations to Karam, Weston, and Luke. Get in touch with us over at my 123cents Facebook page. Send us your address so we can get everything taken care of and appropriately sent off to you. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, downloading, and now stay tuned for Axe Allward.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, I am backstage at the very first ever CMA wrestling show here in Southern Illinois, and there is a new champion in Axe Allward. Axe, congratulations.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I mean, I did this for all the other bad guys out there. The bad guys, that they always sit around, they always got to play second fiddle to the hero. But now there's a new day. And I'm going to be living proof that the bad guys don't always have to come in second anymore.
But, you know, Axe Allward, you've had a great career so far. Is this the crowning moment for you?
Well, I've got a lot left in me, so I can't say this is the crowning moment. Maybe 10 years from now when I'm still the champion and I have the longest reign in the history of professional wrestling, maybe that'll be my crowning achievement.
So tell our fans, our listeners, a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in professional wrestling? How long have you been doing it?
I've been wrestling for over 15 years, and I got into it by going down to Florida to Dory Funk Jr.'s Wrestling Conservatory. And if anybody ever wants to learn how to wrestle, that's a place to go. You go to one of the Funks, somebody that's been an NWA champion as long as both of them have been, they're going to show you how to be tough. And if you can't be tough, you can't be a wrestler.
And you are one of the toughest that I've seen on the independent scene here in Southern Illinois and beyond. So talk about some of the tough opponents that you faced, and what was it like training with the Funks?
Well, Terry wasn't there. It was just Dory. But training with Dory was great because not only was he tough, but he was also a great technical wrestler. Not that I use it very much in my matches, but I do know how to do it. Just because I haven't done it doesn't mean I don't know how. But a lot of guys, they think they were tough. I mean, you look at some of the guys that I had big feuds with early on up till now, Tommy Calloway, Cowboy Tony Storm, Livewire McGuire. Where are those guys at now? Have you seen him, Kevin Hunt? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly, and you bring up a very good point. You are still here. You're the last man standing, so to speak.
I mean, I'm not saying I ran them out of wrestling, but I know they're not around anymore.
Very good point. Very good point. Another frequent opponent you've had is Heath Hatton. What are your thoughts on him? You faced him again here at CEMA.
Well, Heath Hatton is definitely a lot tougher than the other three because he's still here. And I've wrestled him 25 times, and I don't think he's got any quit in him. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try and make him.
Very good, very good. So you have had the old school warrior moniker. You've used some of the moves from back in the 80s that we don't see so much today. The pile driver being one of them. If you could wrestle someone from that era of wrestling, who would you like to step in the ring with?
That's an easy one. Hulk Hogan, because ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be the guy that ended Hulkamania. That guy made me want to puke. He came out there and did every bad thing that my boys like Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff did, but all the stupid kids cheered for him and thought that he was a real upstanding guy. I'm like, how can you like this guy? This guy, this is the dirtiest wrestler. Not that I'm against a dirty wrestler, but I mean, you can't be a two-faced guy. I can't stand a two-faced guy, and Hulk Hogan was the most two-faced wrestler that ever lived.
So you would very easily, very happily pile drive him into next week then?
Well, it wouldn't be easy, but If I got the timing just right and I got it on him, it'd be great. There'd be no hulking up from that, I don't think.
Very well said. Now, what about old school tag team partners and getting into an old school tag team style match?
From back in the day?
Yeah.
Harley Race, the toughest wrestler that ever lived. If I could get one tag team partner, I don't think we could ever lose a match if I could team up with Harley Race.
You know what, and I say this, I see a lot of Harley Race in some of your mannerisms and some of the stuff you do. Was he one of your favorites growing up?
Oh, Harley Race, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Randy Savage. Those were my three all-time favorites because they were bad, and they didn't care if you liked them or not. If you liked them, that was fine, but they didn't go out of their way to kiss anybody's butt to make them cheer for them. It's like they just went out to win, and if you liked them, that was good.
Three of the all-time greats, you yourself becoming one of the all-time greats here in CMA. So tell me what's next for Axe Allward.
To never lose the title. That's what every champion wants. Once you're the champion, you're already at the top. Now I got to stay there. Every night I go out there, I got to make sure I got to come out of there with a belt by hook or by crook. You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
Absolutely. All right, Axe, anything else you want to add before we wrap things up? I know you've got a lot of fans out there probably not wanting to shake your hands necessarily, but you've got to make your way out of here.
Show up at CMA events and tune into Channel 3 to watch Kevin Huntsberger.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Axe. I appreciate it.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.